USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Rescuers in Turkey and war-ravaged Syria searched through the frigid night into Tuesday, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 4,000 people and toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. Authorities feared the death toll from Monday's pre-dawn earthquake and aftershocks would keep climbing as rescuers look for survivors among tangles of metal and concrete spread across the region, beset by Syria's 12-year civil war and refugee crisis. Workers carefully pulled away slabs of concrete and reached for bodies as desperate families waited for news of loved ones. President Joe Biden is ready to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition rather than roll out flashy policy proposals as he delivers his second State of the Union address, seeking to overcome pessimism in the country and concerns about his own leadership. His speech before a politically divided Congress comes tonight as the nation struggles to make sense of confounding cross-currents at home and abroad, economic uncertainty, growing tensions with China among them, and warily sizing up Biden's fitness for a likely re-election bid. The White House says the flying of a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the U.S. is unacceptable. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday said that Chinese irresponsible actions were visible for Americans and the world to see.
China's, we believe, irresponsible action were visible for the American and the world to see.
The U.S. military is currently recovering debris from the balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina this weekend. Landslides triggered by steady rain swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in southern Peru, killing at least 36 people. Wilson Gutierrez, a civil defense official in the Mariano Nicolás Valcárcel municipality in Cumaná province, told the local radio station RPP that 36 bodies had been recovered in a remote sector called Misqui. Among the dead were five people who were riding in a van that was pushed into a river by a surge of mud. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, once a White House press secretary for President Donald Trump, is set to return to the national stage where she delivers the GOP response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. Sanders, 40, is giving the speech tonight, less than a month after being sworn in as the first female governor of Arkansas. The daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, she is also the first Arkansan to deliver the response to the president's State of the Union since Bill Clinton as governor in 1985. Would you pay more to sit in a better section of a movie theater?
AMC Theaters is rolling out new ticket pricing based on seat location. The chain says there will be three different seating options, which include a traditional ticket called Standard Sightline. Front row seats will be known as Value Sightline and cost less, and the seats in the middle of the theater, or most expensive, now called Preferred Sightline. The new pricing launches this Friday in select theaters in New York, Chicago, and Kansas City. I'm John Schaefer.
An estimated 12.4 million people tuned in to watch stars Harry Styles, Lizzo, and Bad Bunny perform at the Grammy Awards, along with the tribute to 50 years of rap history. That's it for the pandemic-affected broadcast of the last 2 years. Live viewership was 8.8 million in 2021 and 8.9 million in 2022. While the Grammys bounced back, it didn't reach the viewership levels of pre-COVID days. Music's showcase night was seen by 18.7 million people in 2020. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.